Good morning, Albert. Today is Thursday, 5th of December, and right now it's cloudy and fresh on 23 degrees Celsius. The weather forecast for today is periods of light rain, winds increasing, and with the temperatures between low of 23 to high of 26 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour, and chance of a rain is on 70%. Later on, we can expect overcast skies and windy. Northerly winds at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 92 and at noon it will drop on 80%. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 7%. And happy birthday, Auroville Radio. Today we are celebrating the 9th birthday of Auroville Radio. And the team would like to thank all of those who have contributed to the Auroville Radio project. Andrea, the project holder, says, "Thanks to all of you for the thousands of working hours offered to the radio and the magnificent work done till date." And just by the way, the 5th of December is also Sri Aurobindo's Mahasamadhi Day. And you can search on www.sriaurobindoashram.org/darshans about this. Now let's go to some announcements. On Monday, 9th of December, between 4 to 6:30 p.m. in the new Sire building next to Town Hall Foundation office, the study group for our participatory working groups and a new selection process for the working committee and Auroville Council, together with the working committee, Auroville Council and Resident Assembly Service, are inviting everybody to the third general meeting to work on the final proposal. There will be no presentation of the proposal in its entirety. And they want to give a space for questions and answers to come to a proposal, which is owned from the community at large. The working committee with Auroville Council have confirmed that they will continue with their service until the selection for a new working committee and Auroville Council has been finalized and the new working groups are ratified and in place. On Saturday, 7th of December at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in the International Zone, Bharat Nivas presents Veena Recital by Jaya Lakshmi Sukumar of Kari Kudi Venai family with her students. Veena Jaya Lakshmi Sukumar hails from the traditional family of Kari Kudi Veena players who are known for their true traditional techniques. She was trained by her illustrious mother, the late Kari Kudi Shankari Amal. In this style, the vocal rendition can just be replicated on the Veena. On Sunday at 11 a.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we can join to awareness meditation with Atmaja Anand. On 11th of December at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited to an Auroville Networking Night, event for networking people, projects, skills and ideas worth sharing. This event is designed to build and extend quality community connections, to inspire, to educate and to make a difference. And this weekend, since it's gonna be more quiet, but we can look forward for the following weekend, on 11, 12, 13, 14 and 15, when Latino America will have inauguration of cultural activities. On 11th, they will, in International Zone at 4:30 p.m., they will have a ceremony of Panchamama, Mother Earth, a site between Canadian Insukuk and the USA Guest House, and we can bring stone, candle, flower, some food to offer to Mother Earth. On 14th, at Unity Pavilion in International Zone at 3 p.m., there will be screening a Colombian film from Garcia Marquez with English subtitles. At 5 p.m. it will be coffee and mate. And at 8 p.m. in Cinema Paradiso, Love in the Times of Cholera, El Amor en los Tiempos de la Cholera by Garcia Marquez. On 15 at 3 p.m. in Unity Pavilion, Colombian film acting by kids. And Trovadores with Latin American poetry and with the kids singing. At 5 p.m. cafe and mate. And 6 p.m. Latino American music and movements. And also on 14, 15 and 16 at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, we can see a Sri Aurobindo's plays, Viziers of Basura, directed by Arya Mani, who hails from Brazil. Center for International Research and Human Unity and Pavilion of Germany invite us to a talk by Christopher Vuivod, who is a research scholar from Germany on practical spirituality and the contemporary city, with the title Awakening the Transformative Power to the Sustainable Living. The talk will proceed by gifting of the Trialogue Journal from June 2012 and an Urban Development and Spirituality to Auroville Architects, Town Planners and Developers by the chief guest Ulrich Baas. The journal contains, among others, a paper on Auroville's relevance for Indian urban development by Aryadeep. The journal was edited by Dr. Vuivod along with a colleague. And this talk, it will be on Saturday 14th at Conference Room in Town Hall. A Cafe Orville second edition, it will be held on 13th of December at Unity Pavilion between 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the Savvy who organized the event would need volunteers to give a hand for the organization. You can write to them at study@orville.org or you can call them on 262-2112 or you can call Michael on 96-26-01-2318. And here are a few announcements, and the first one is from Orville Foundation on contribution toward house tax bill for 2012/13 and about direct debit from our Orville financial account. And the announcement says, Orville Fund has paid in advance the house tax bill for 2012-2013 to the various local panchayats. As you are surely aware, house tax is one of their main forms of revenue and it is a statutory requirement that it is paid. They ask all residents to pay their contribution based on the size and type of accommodation each one of us is occupying to help to cover the collective house tax bill. Since it's a lot of work to send a separate bill to each household, they are proposing to debit directly our Orville financial account from 12th of December 2013, as had been done the previous year. But if you have any questions or suggestions, you can contact Ratinam Kumar K or Guna in Town Hall at 262-2455 or 262-2879. And from the foundation is also another announcement on Orville ID cards, because still about 100 ID cards have not been picked up at the Orville Foundation. Those who have already passed by to get one and may have so far not come back to pick it up are kindly requested to do so at the earliest. You can do that between 10:30 or 12:30 in the morning or from 2 to 4:30 in the afternoon from Monday to Friday. On Sunday, 8th of December, Blue Light will conduct tests on the financial services, UPS and Watmon. Therefore, there will be no internet in the town hall on that day from 12 p.m., which is noon, to 10 p.m. The financial services online and our card will also not be available. And they are sorry for the inconveniences. And from Prisma, it comes an announcement on the revival of Saturday markets at Solar Kitchen, saying that there is a growing feeling that they should get once again start having weekly Saturday markets outside the Solar Kitchen, commencing around 14th of December and continuing to early March. And they're asking anyone who is interested in this and who would like to have a display table at the market available from the Solar Kitchen complex or on hire from an outside contractor should contact Prisma so they can determine how many tables are needed. A small charge is likely to be made to cover overhead costs such as a hire of extra tables. In the event of rain, there would be no market that Saturday. You can call Prisma on 262-2296 or you can mail them to prisma@orville.org. And for the dance lovers and those who really want to socialize but there's no space for them, the World Dance is back. They tried with Kripa, they've been hosted in Unity Pavilion for one day, but they are back with world music and free dance every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. or as long as it's not raining at Well Cafe in Sweden Community. You don't need no dance instruction, no contribution, no age limit, and we can dance the world with love and to share the world with love. At Barrett News Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen the tragedy of Hamlet directed by Peter Brook and was made in France in 2002. At Sedona Forest at Ecofilm also tomorrow but at 7 p.m. we can see The Elephant in the Living Room, which was made in 2010 and directed by Michael Weber. And tonight at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they were screened within the series of Rock and Roll, CBGB, made in USA in 2013 by director Randall Miller. And it's a drama and music. On Saturday, they were screened an international kung fu film, Yi Dai Zong Shi, The Grandmaster, made in Hong Kong in 2013 by director Wong Kar Wai. And this is an epic action feature inspired by the life and times of the legendary kung fu master Ip Man, the person who trained Bruce Lee. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see animation comedy Family, Even the Incredible, made in Denmark in 2012 by director Michael Heckner. And later on at Cine Club at 7 p.m. they will screen Heaven's Gate, which was made in USA in 1980 by director Michael Kimina. And the mother wrote, "You see only your side of the question, but if you want to widen your consciousness, it would be better to look from all sides impartially. Later you will discover that this attitude has a great advantage." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.
flores de tantos colores. Allí